Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will what? I will show you. I will make you a great nation.'" Amen. "And I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be what? Shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, we have a similar account talking about Abraham. Verse 8. Verse 8 would say, "By faith," everyone say "by faith," "Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac, Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." So that journey that we've just read in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible calls it a journey of faith. That by faith, when Abraham was called by God, he took his entire family. We looked at that last week and when we were talking about the call, and followed what God had told him. Now remember, he knew what God had told him to do, but he exactly didn't know where. And we said last week that we know what God has called us to do, but we may not necessarily know which points or where the church will be at this point or at this point or at this point. But the main thing is that because we know, we just continue to move out by faith. Amen? Amen? Are we together? So by faith, Abraham took his family and followed the call of God. And last week we said the call is one, and the call is from God, and you can't choose your call. God is the one who called the church. The church doesn't call itself. Israel did not call themselves. God called them out from many other nations. Please read the Old Testament. God called them out from many other nations and made them a peculiar nation. Why? Because he wanted to use that small nation, Israel, as an example. So whatever he called them for was for his purpose. They didn't call themselves, he called them. Amen? But then we said when it comes to our careers, we choose. Amen? Whatever we want to do with our careers. Why? Because most of the times, that is something that you want to do while you're still in the body. And most of the time, it's something that you're passionate about. And that's why our careers, based on what you want at different times or stages in your life, may change. I gave an example last week that in the lockdown, many teachers have not gone back to school. And many students haven't gone back to school. Why? Because they found something to do. Whereas, you cannot change your call. Or whereas, the church cannot change its call. The call is one. It's specific and it has a different direction it's going. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So when God called Abraham and everyone else that we will see in the Bible, there was a specific purpose why he called them. There is a specific purpose why we have hospitals. If you go in hospitals and you don't find sick people, but you find drunkards drinking, there's something wrong. Hospitals are for sick people. By the way, if you go there and you see people who are very sick and you get shocked, you haven't been in hospitals. That is why they go there. So when God calls His people, or when God calls this thing called the church we are talking about, there is a specific purpose. There is a specific agenda and there is a specific direction. Praise the Lord. So Abraham picks up this agenda, and the Bible says in verses 9 that he passed on this agenda to Isaac and Jacob. This agenda that he got in Genesis 12. Now we'll come back to that agenda, but can we go back to Genesis chapter 12? Now, there are things that I want us to highlight is that he said, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, I'm in verse 1, and to a land that I will show you. And we said last week that a lot of the people, or many of us, will have to leave. Why? Because the environment where we are, most of the times, may not be conducive for what God wants to do in your life. It's as simple as that. I'll give you an example very fast. And if I don't really go to these scriptures, maybe they will help us to paraphrase those scriptures on the projector. But many times when Jesus was going to do a miracle, when he reached in a place, he would tell the mourners, get out. And he would stay with the family and maybe John, Peter, and James. Why? Because the people in the room were not there to help him do the miracle. Now we're talking about God, who can do absolutely anything. And he can't do a miracle when there are people who are not in faith. Get out. And they will get out and Jesus will do a miracle. There was a particular time when Jesus was in his hometown, and the Bible says he could not do any spectacular miracle. Why? Because the Bible says that they did what? They dishonored him. There was unbelief. They said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, a carpenter? We've grown up and his sisters here with us and his brothers here. And the Bible says Jesus could not do any miracle in that town. So, it is not just leaving the place, but sometimes you are leaving the places because where you are, or the people you're hanging out with, God can't do what He wants to do, and He wants to pull you out, take you somewhere, or join a certain group of people, or join a certain family, or even go someplace. So that God can do what? Can do what He wants to do in your life. We can pray from home. But why do we leave our homes to come in a place like this? Because when you come in a place like this, a lot of the times there is what we would call a faith environment. A faith environment to help you maybe sometimes hear better or clearly what God wants to do in your life. Praise the Lord. So Abraham left his hometown, his house, and went to what? To a land that God will show him. That takes faith. I believe many people let me say it that way so that I don't offend people. But I believe most people have not really understood ministry because they're not approaching this entire thing by faith. Can I say that again? Many people are not in ministry because they have not approached this entire thing by faith. It is not easy to leave your own town. It is not easy to forsake your family. It is not easy to forsake the company that you hang out with. Okuja konga, you are living by faith. It's easier to stay with the people that you know. It's easier to hang out in the company and in the places that you're used with. But to live, because you're going to a land that will show you, it takes faith. And I believe that many people are yet to do ministry. Yet to do ministry. Many people, God called you long time ago. But you haven't yet. Haven't yet. And you're still waiting. Or you're still distracted. By different things or by different people. Why? It's because we're not approaching this entire business by faith. If God is going to do amazing things, I believe as a church, we need to reach a point where we are not dragging people or promising things when they come to church, but people are coming to church because of the faith. They are convicted. They are persuaded. To do what? To come to church, not because I have promised you something, but because as I was sharing with you, there was a conviction that you had, and then you started following. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Now, if God's will is to save every day, I may as well as say it is God's will to bless every day. I'll preach to myself while you don't hear me. If it's God's will to heal Patricia every day, don't you think it's God's will to bless you every day? I say, if it's God's will, why do we pray like we prayed this morning? Why do you pray? Why do you pray? Because you expect. Am I right? Why do we go out to evangelize? Because you expect people to do what? To be saved, right? And if you went out and people didn't get saved when you're evangelizing, what would that be? Right? And that is an expectation that we know. That when I go out, people will be born again. But God gives Abraham this promise, and he says, I will bless you. That means that every day, I expect to either be blessed ought to be a blessing. Ah, mwebase. Mwebase. Mwebase sameka. Na wakaya mwebake udenga buchari. Now, true story. There was a time I just left my job. I had so much to share, but you're so slow, so I'm going to slow down until you get me. There was a time I lost my job. And I left my job by faith. God had called me. If I had not left my job, you would not be here. So, I had two kids by that time. I don't have a job. It's only my wife working. I was so convinced. Before I left my job, I promise you, I just didn't leave my job like haphazardly. Like, can't you get zeko? No, I took my time. I studied the scriptures. I searched them like, and I found out like, hey, God has been taking care. One of my favorite was, I've been young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Ah! All their children begging what? Bread. Then I will pass around, and say, Lord, I will never beg. I will never be without. I will always have enough. Now, but the time I left my job, it looked like I was crazy. Na yena linzi jude. Faith. So I left my job, I came back home, and by that time I was also sick. And I started going into these scriptures deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper. As I was doing this, I had this business that I was doing, and I was selling tablets or iPads. So I met so many church people in offices, by the way, because I would put them online, and people would say I like, and then I would deliver. So I met so many church people in offices, and nevantu nulira ngabalaba. Oh no, achiye. You've left a good job. Katuotembea. But I didn't care. Kept on talking. I got the healing fast out of the way. I told you the story. I got healed. Then I started on the provision. I used to just do, I'll not be without. I'll always have. People will bless me. Money will come. I would talk those things every day. Every day. I mean every day. To some extent, I used to pick money. Almost every now and then. I'll come and tell them I picked money. I would just find money as a good day. Do you know how hard to get money? I don't know if I want to buy chasu lesson. But somehow, I will pick money. Pastor Ronald is my witness. We're about like 25. But money was in our church account. The money we had in the bank account could not measure up with the congregation. We had a lot of money. But all I did was I was talking. And as I was talking, the job came up. So, but the expectation was, the righteous will not be forsaken. Somehow there is a promise in Abraham that I will bless you. So, that is not my expectation. Mine is I will bless you and bless those who do what? Who bless you. So that became my expectation. Everywhere I went, everywhere I go. I promise you this, and I'm doing it again. I've started because nali nachisula, so nachizem. But I will go to my workplace. They used to give me, my first salary was about 250. Then I would go all over that place, by the way, and I would say, I will take over this place.
Please don't do that at your workplace.
I will take over this place. I will do that. They will not hear me. I walk around our place where I work. It's a very big place. And I will talk. The very first thing I do when I reach, even now, Pastor Ronda will tell you, I don't go in the office. I go in the field. And I start talking. And I start talking. And I start talking. Within 3 months, I went in the office and I told them, I will not be here if you don't add my salary. Now, I am there. It is very hard to raise salaries there. I promise you. But within 3 months, I was just a newcomer. I told them, if you don't raise my salary, I'm gone. You see what I can do? I told you that's what I can do. Within 3 months, they raised my salary. It doubled. I kept on talking. And 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 I wasn't talking anything different. I was talking things in the scriptures that talk about me. So I built my expectation. And before you know it, I started running that place. With 1 year and I think about 4 months working there. I became the boss. Kati bazukuse. Bazukuse. But what I'm talking about is that this expectation is in Genesis 12. I was having a very discussion, a very good discussion with the apostle, and we're going to have it again. Let's say your name between Murida. They go, you can't put an expectation on something that you don't know. So the Bible is saying, I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you. So how can we be here and not expect? Brother Ivan, how can you settle for what you can do? And God has said, me. Have you read the New Covenant? The New Covenant, it says, I will. It's only I will. So God says, I will bless you. So that means the blessing is what? Is there. Gotanaba kuja appropriatinga ukujireta mu manifestation. Jechiri. Just like salvation is there. God's will is for everybody to be what? Saved. Are all saved? No. What is happening? They have not yet appropriated the what? The salvation. Jechiri. Says, I will save everybody. Is everybody saved? No. So, I will bless you. Is everyone looking like they are blessed? No. Why? It's because we are walking around as if the scripture is not talking about us. And says what? I will make your name what? And you shall be what? And you shall be what? And it shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who do what? Last week we said the supernatural is in the natural. There are very few occurrences where it is really spectacular. But most of the times God uses or has used people to bless us. And the good news is, that if you're here, somebody has been sent or placed in a place or in your way to bless you. But a lot of us, we are not aware of that. People who are meant to bless us, they just pass by. Really, God brings a good friend or brings a company or brings a group of people, and he has sent them in your way to do what? To just be a blessing. But sometimes we are not aware. And they just pass by. And you know what? Another person will come. And sometimes we are not aware. Now, for us, the way they raised us up in church was a little bit unfair. Because they raised up in such a way that utia sente. Kubango limuchi, mubuweereza. And then they made it worth saying that if you have money, it will be unseen. So guess what we did? Netuleke ebyensi vivere byaba nsi. Fene tusigaze ebyachi. Ebyomwoyo. Little did we know we are still here on earth. Ojja kusaba naye ojja kuzuukuka otegere nti okyali ku nsi enjala ly'okulumyeko. N'olemwa n'okusaba. I really feel bad now, Apostle. That sometimes, that's why I don't like misusing scripture. That you can keep people in bondage for a very long time and they don't get what they should have gotten because you've just interpreted it wrongly. I believe in God's divine plan. He wanted and he desired so much that everybody is blessed. But I think the way along the way it has been interpreted, because now Abraham preached the same message to Isaac, and Isaac preached the same message to Jacob. And Jacob preached the same message to the 12 tribe. None of them was poor. You go read. All of them, Isaac was very rich. Jacob was very rich. Actually, Jacob went somewhere and they tried to cheat him and it didn't work out. The 12 tribes of Israel, that nation up today, people think it's magic. They're blessed. Just that. Naturally blessed. Now, if it's in the natural like that, what about the descendants of Abraham by faith? Because the truth is, they got the land. N'ebigenderwako. Have you read the story? And everywhere they went, there was a certain favor upon their lives that was undeniable. Why? Because God had called them to do his work. And if God had called them to do his work, God was responsible to provide for his work. Amen? Amen? Then he says, I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now we go back to the Great Commission. So you see, is using the land thing, but also as he's using the land thing, he's talking about the promise of the what? Of the seed that would come. And I told you in the Bible that kind of communication was very common. But you will see that all throughout, even in Hebrews, that because they understood it, when they reached in the land, they continued pursuing the promise. Are we here? This morning? Let's continue. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 70 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abraham took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan, so they came to the land of Canaan. So Abraham, last week we said, got his entire family, all their possession, by faith, and they followed what? The call. Today I want to talk to you in a few minutes about the missionary Christian. I know that you've heard in many church circles that some are called to give, some are called to go, and then some are called to pray. I'm here to tell you, all of us are called to pray. All of us are called to give. And all of us are called to what? To go. When Abraham was called, from animals to servants to his close family, nebagenda. That's why when we come to church, we don't just come to church to serve Him with our lips. We serve God with everything we have. With all our possessions. Our money, our wallets, our strength, our wisdom. Praise the Lord. Why? Because this is the house of the Lord. When I'm doing God's work, I don't charge a single coin. If the church wants my car, I will give it to the church on what? Not on loan, for free. We have come here and all of us have what? Gifts and talents. Those gifts and talents are for what? Are to what? Contribute towards what? The call. Make them available. So that we can build God's house. Abraham got everything and went. Do you know why Pharaoh could not release? One of the reasons he could not release the children of Israel and their possessions is because he knew that when they go with all their stuff, they're going to use it to worship their God. He said, "Now you go, but leave the stuff behind." And Moses said, "No. We need the staff, because we're going to use the staff to worship." Whoever say, you see that giving or worship in the Bible, it's giving. How do we worship God? Without giving. Muntu nulidenga atasoma Bible. Abraham used, I'm going to show you in the Bible, used his staff to worship God. Because of the call. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. And the Bible says, with his entire family they left. Abraham passed through the land to the place as far And the Canaanites were in the land. Verse 7. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this what? And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. What do you do on the altar? And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built another altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abraham journeyed going still toward the south. So verse 7 and verse 8, we see that Abraham built two altars. and called upon the name of the Lord. Please keep that in mind. Chapter 13, jump to chapter 13. And verse 1. Then Abraham, went up from Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abraham was very, so made loud. Abraham was very in life, in, and in. You know that to own, to have God with you, you need to have a license. If they find you with God without a license, you know that you can go to prison. Bajja kubuza omujewa anamukuwadde era omutwala wa. But the Bible is saying that Abraham was very rich in stock, in silver, and in gold. He had gone to Egypt, and God had been very gracious with him, that while he was in Egypt, he blessed him. Now, if you are aware and awake this morning, I'll try and share some few things that can help us, because I think sometimes we just take these things for granted. Now, I went to this place where I work, and I found people who qualify, people who have been there for years. Actually, when they gave me this job, I actually even recommended the boss. I said, so and so can do the job. Because I still didn't want to give away my freedom. I just left work, and then 1.5 years, I'm going back to work. So I said, what about so and so? And then what about like 3? Because I knew they were capable. I didn't do, by the way, an interview for this job. An email just came to me. It says, we want you to do this job. So the boss told me, no. We want you. What do you call that? Favor. I used to come every day praying on that thing, praying on that plot. Didn't God tell Joshua and even Abraham? So you walk around in the land, stretch south, north, and east. All the land that you see before you is yours. It's not just telling him physically, I'm going ahead of myself. It's not just physically saying that go through the land and number it. Put there landmarks. No, it's telling him, can you see it? Can you see it? That do you have a vision for this? So, out of nowhere, a newcomer came in that place and became their boss. That's the favor of God. That's a hand of God that can be on Joseph, a slave, and he can be second in command. What do you call that? That's the hand, the favor, the blessing of God on an individual. I work hard. But let me tell you, if it was my hard work, it would take me long to do certain things. Me, I know, I am where I am because of the favor of God, which is upon every believer. Praise the Lord. If you read the verses before, the king t- told Abraham, or the servants that were there in Egypt, that give that man whatever he wants and let him have it. And yet he had done something that was deserving death. Expectation. Do we expect that wherever we are, that God can actually expand us? Praise the Lord. Very rich in livestock, in silver, and gold. One man. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. To the place of the altar which he had what? Made there at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. This man was a prayerful person. I think sometimes we miss opportunities like this is because we are not prayerful. Certain people can come in your relationship, I'm a witness, and they change your life. And they become so much a blessing, take you ahead in life, that if it was just you, you would take 1,000 years for that journey. But one of the things you see with Abraham, that everywhere he went, Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And that's why we're saying a good church must be a church that prays. Or that teaches people to pray. You're waiting for an appraisal and it's not coming. You're waiting for a promotion and it's not coming. What do you do? You pray. Hallelujah. You pray. You say, God, you said you will bless me. And you didn't stop there. But you also said, I will become a blessing. Your name can go in the board meeting. And they can start to talk about you. Or your name can be referred out and inside this country where you absolutely have no contact. As I'm speaking about this, by the way, this job, I was called when I was praying. I didn't have any connections to that place. Somebody from my church had known that I had resigned. And by the way, that's why you need to live by faith. Yes. They had seen that I'd resign, and then they say, oh, I know my pastor, I don't know whether he will come and work for you, but you try him. And then the guy called me and said, there are these people, they are looking for this person, I know you have it, but please help me. Actually, he says, please help me, just go there. I know that if you go there, you may like it. Somebody just called me while I was praying. My name went somewhere, and they started discussing me. Why? I had been praying. God, you blessed me. And I am going to be a blessing. And one of the things that bothered me during that time is that the church was very rich. I wasn't giving because I am a Muslim. So it bothered me. I said, God, I want to give. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to your work. I want to be a blessing to this church. And when that came in, my salary changed about 6 times. Just like that. And I started working. I used to walk. I showed up on Monday and they gave me the keys and said, this is your car. I'd forgotten even how to drive a manual car. Nga mujimpe. Njajitusa. Sijireka wano. I fumbled with it. Hey. Okujituseka. If you know about manioka, it's not easy. But it says in njajitusa. Yane njivuga. Nzikira zikira kona he. Njitusa. At one time, naga, I'm going to leave this car at work. For the first week, I'm putting in time, everything. I say, can the miracle? And now it's a kid to me. Manual cars just drive it even in my sleep. But what am I talking about? Even today as I'm talking, the first thing I do when I reach work, Shakala bakushte, lamazela bakushta, lemba da bredeba. And I say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that I'm in this place. Actually, when I'm in that place, I say, Lord, I thank you that I'm a prophet in this place. That's how I pray. Say, Lord, I thank you that I'm a prophet in this place. As long as I'm here, your word will go forth. As long as I'm here, I have favor. As long as I'm here, I will still be here. As long as I'm here, things will move. As long as I'm here, Lord, your blessing is going to be on this place. Amen. Amen. Do you know that actually I've been trying to think about it, Apostle, ever since we talked. Do you know that I've never worked in any place and I'm not second in command? Never. Somehow, I find my way up. Every time. I'm always the first or second in command. My strength is prayer. For me, that is my strength. So, gera yogera nyo na bantu bali waguru. I'm serious. I'm so serious that when this job came, I actually thought it was a mistake. Because I don't talk to the boss. So an email comes into my inbox. I looked at it. I said, I think they've made a mistake. So I didn't reply it. Because I think maybe they made a mistake. Because how? How do you get a top job? From how? Where? Who? But I don't know how. I found out from the previous manager that they were discussing. He said, "Tuno gai yavawa, mwamujawa." Favor. When I just met my wife, actually, this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly because I want to make this as practical as it can be. My wife is the only one who knows. Occasionally, I see stars. Not in a dream. Ndaba emunyenye ngetala zimbera ko bweziti. Occasionally. Sometimes I'm walking. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom. Nange simanyi lwachi bweziri. I told my wife when we were just going to say, but by the way, I see stars. Even this week, I saw stars. I was driving. Then every time I see them, ntegera. Wali we chindiko. Echiri unusual. And actually, I think I've limited God so much in so many ways that I will be far. Well, sometimes again, and the way that no die mechanically. But he told Abraham, I will bless you.
Amen.
And I will cause people around you to bless you. And I will make your name great. Amen. Told Joshua that nobody will be able to stop stand against you. It's just that we have not read the scriptures very well. And thank you, Apostle, for that discussion. But wait a minute. How can we say salvation is for every day? And then we don't expect God to bless us every day? Waliwo chetuba tetutegede. Kubanga mukama gwe twogerako. He's the one who gives salvation. Right? How could he just want to save and not deliver his people materially? Like Apostle said, it's because it was abused. I think now, Rachi Nachita, this thing was abused. Someone told me they went to a church this last week. Nevakola, 7 offerings. 7. Those are few. My sister is saying those are few. Mukolektingati. 7. That's why some of us, we had the sokane tuchita. Nga tubulire njiri. Ata abachibulia sometimes ze chinyiza arene bakoze se njiri enyiri lyencham. Chintwecho omanyi nga nobelango oli akabalagala naye nga ali mwetaka. Nimpuliranga. Wachi tochisoma nochitegera. Then nochituwa mubulambuli. You get what I'm saying? Because what I'm talking about right now, it's very clear from the scriptures. But how many of us, me inclusive, that just pass through those scriptures like that? And you absolutely don't expect any good thing in life. Jigogena kola because ingaka logo yi. And you don't know what way chikuliko. There's the favor of God. People like you. People like you. Why? There's a blessing. There's a blessing. But tuwa nga tukena koze sa amagezi gafe. Okola mukama byatu yise. Kambabuli. Bigenda. They are going to come to pass in eternity. But bwe tubanga tugenda okukola mukama byagala tukole, we need to be a people of faith. And believe what God has said. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Abraham set up an altar. Tetusaba kubanga tetuina byakola. Tusaba because there is a certain expectation that we want or we know should happen. Because other people have their own weapons. Maybe they have access to the boss. Maybe they inherited the riches. But what do we have? Yahweh. And Yahweh alone. The Bible tells us that the people in the world, we read in Matthew, go after these things. But what do we have? Yahweh. Yahweh will bless us. In places, in circumstances. I mean, I could go on in the Old Testament and I could show you story after story how miraculously God blessed his people. Even in circumstances where you don't even expect. Anything to come out. God blessed them. And this blessing, he gave it to Abraham. Whether they are in exile, or whether they are in their own country, as long as they acknowledge that they are walking with God, waliwo ekyababeerangako, that nobody was able to touch those people. Pastor Victor will tell you, ever since we came here, there are things that amaze us. There are testimonies upon testimonies. Favor. How can you explain that? Favor. Father, we should pray. Because that favor is activated by prayer. There are people who don't want you to be here. We were at deaf school, and I didn't know, there are two people that didn't like us to be there. Every time in the meeting, they would bring us up. These people. I got to know later by one of the guys who was working there. But for him, it was a testimony. For me, I was sorry. I says, by the way, abo wabadenga, baba, of course, that's not a good thing. But wherever you go, God's hand is upon your life. Can we expect that? An unusual hand upon your life. That you go in a place, and what would have taken you 6 months, it can be 3 months. What would have taken you a year? It can be a month. But we can't do that with our own understanding. That's why Abraham, yeah, again, that. No reasoning. God, have you called me? I'll believe you. And God kept on doing miracle after miracle for Abraham. Hallelujah. Is this helping someone? So he pitched an altar, verse 5. Lot also went with Abram. Had flocks and herds and tents. Now, Lot na ye ya goberere obugoberezi. The Bible is saying, na ya ina flocks, na ya ina herds, na ya ina, not tent, tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they may dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Now, I was trying to imagine this yesterday at night. How could you be on a piece of land? Two. It means one or two things. They got so blessed so much that the Bible here, the language the Bible is saying, I didn't even actually check it out in another. Can I have another translation for this? But the Bible says that flocks had tents, and then it says the land was not able to support them. What kind of land is that? And support them so that they could dwell together, for their possessions were too great for them to live together. That's not spiritual. That's physical. Because the Bible is saying that Abraham is what? Our father of faith. Are we here together? There is a way he lived his life by faith that gives us an example over how to live this life on a call for God by faith. Because some of us have not followed God because you say, I don't have a job. I don't have this. I've not gone this. I've not got married. I'm still looking for a man. Still looking for a wife. You're there bouncing, and time is going, but Abraham, by faith, what did God do? God did his part, is to bless him. Let me tell you, you are going to find someone somewhere every single time to do what God has called them to do for your life. You are not just aware. As I'm talking this, some of you, even myself, there are people who have come, I wasn't aware. They go. They will come back another second time. If you are aware, it will happen. If you are not aware, you can't say God is non-providing. It's you who is not aware. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Verse 7. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, then dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Last week I told you, when stuff come in, if you're not careful, strife will come in. Why? Because the focus, remember, seek first the kingdom of God. Or just focus ku original purpose of your journey, or jisiza ku possession. Strife will come. Praise the Lord. And then Abraham said, he was very wise, he was a very prayerful man. This is what he says. Please let there be no strife, verse 8, between you and me, my husband and your husband, for we are brethren. Verse 9, is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I'll go to the right. Oh, if you go to the right, then I'll go to the what? And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Now, the Hebrew word for and saw, the Hebrew word, that word saw, it means to have a vision. It's not to just see physically. Like I said, if you go in the land, like for example, we're there this week, and we're trying to see where the tent would fit. Okay? But how many know that when you're there, you're not just physically looking at the land, you are envisioning? Because you see, if you can't see it, then you can't have it. Sigamba kulaba na maso. God has said you are blessed. Boba tonaba chiraba. Oba chikiriza. Then you can't have it. Let me take it this way. If I'm talking about healing, all right? I'm preaching. Bona tonaba kweraba ntio wonye toja kuona. Ne wen kugamba otye nyiriri ezili ku healing nezogera ne oino kusoka okweraba. Now Lord saw in a vision that chechino, this is it. It wasn't just physical land. Not knowing that wasn't it. So if you can't see it, if you can't see it, you can't have it. Praise the Lord. Follow me very well as we move towards the end. So 11, listen. 11 says, then Lot chose for himself. Do you see that? He did what? He chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Now, this is where Lot made a mistake. Because then Sodom and Gomorrah would later be destroyed. Let's continue. Verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him. It looks like God was just waiting for Lot to go. Have you ever been there? And I think even in this church, by the way, we had a lot of strife. I promise you, it looked like supernatural. When these people left, we started moving. And even while they were leaving, we wanted them to stay. Don't go, don't go. Meanwhile, they had to leave. Until they left, by the way, we were still struggling. Do you know struggling? You don't know why you're struggling, but you're struggling. You're doing everything right, but you're struggling. And it's just Lot. It's just Lot. The fact that Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah tells you that there was nothing that God was going to do for Abraham as long as Lot was there. So I'm saying that, like I was saying last week, or I've been saying this year, that the people that we are weaving at Wogera Kubi into Jetugenda, be very careful. It might be, by the way, that it's just because of that Lot there. That's why you're not moving forward. That you will need to move, isolate yourself, and you will see how things would run. We started growing so fast. When every one of them left, they were in the leadership. Now, the Bible is saying, and the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, he says, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Now, the word look is the same word saw. And Lot saw. Now, the Lord is telling Abraham, I want you to lift up your eyes. Not physical eyes again. Because what God was trying to communicate is his initial communication in Genesis 12. And he told him, Lot is gone. Lift up your eyes. Look, can you see? Do you know that we won't move there unless we see? Do we see the building already there? Landlord yatubuza etaka mwagenze yo. Mwagalageda na mulitia. Mulitia. Mwagenze yo. Muli kukalichuleta. etaka mwagenze yo. Okay, let me bring it home. You want to drive. Have you gone to the board and even asked the price for that car? You know, when you see, the movement becomes easy. It's not that you're trying to twist God. No, it is already there. But your movement is what gets it. So, Abraham, Bamugamba, Lot has gone. Can you see? I gave you a promise in 12. Can you see a possibility of it? Now, Mugamba, I want you to walk. I don't think you can walk everywhere and circumnavigate the entire Canaan. No. What God is using, what He has always using, is to try and get a picture impression in Abraham's mind. The Abraham, I have given you two promises. I will give you land. Ojiraba, wachito tambula. Do you see it? By the way, before you buy or before you get, that picture needs to sit in your spirit first. If it doesn't sit in your spirit first, forget about the physical manifestation. So the Bible says, what happened? The Bible says, which verse are we? 15? For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. The land which you see. That means what you don't see. What you don't see. Now you know why you have not been places. Why are you going to you? Where are you? While we're talking about meditation is very powerful. Renewing your mind is very powerful. If you know that God has blessed you and you know it is going later on chigena kuononeka, but if you know that tegagena kubera man you go, then why are you trying even to attempt? So Abraham, verse 15. Okay? Where am I? For all the land which you see, I give to you and who? Your descendants for where? Forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. What God is saying is that what I want to do with your life, Abraham, cannot be physically quantified. How many know that God is trying to communicate something here to His man to catch the vision, not to go ahead and do? Because if you tell me that my descendants are going to be as the dust of the earth, and I know that you cannot count the dust of the earth, you're only telling me that that is impossible. In simple terms. So, but if it's impossible, how is it going to come to pass? Abraham, verse 17, the Bible says, arise, walk in the land, through its length, and its width, for I give it to you. Do you see that? Then Abraham, see, where most of us are missing it. Then Abraham moved his tent and went, dwelt by the trees which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. So after Abraham had gotten that communication, listen to what Abraham did. Abraham went in prayer. Everything that God wants us to do will not come to pass if we are going to attempt to do it. But if we approach it with faith. Do you know that it's crazy right now? Very crazy right now. Very, very crazy that if the landlord walked in here and he found us praying over that land, you know that it's very crazy. You know that it's not really right. But do you know that how we are, where we are, that is also very impossible? Very impossible. So wabe banga ti wali azina. Then temwemenya. Just walk in that land. You know, it amazes you how people get healed. Ola bula bi pa. Nga chifunye. Gaman chifunye. Chifunye. Why? They saw themselves healed. Do you see yourself blessed? Ikiweza chengezako kubagamba. Because if you see yourself blessed, tewemenya, walk in the land. Walk in the land. Walk in the land. Walk in the land. Just walk in the land. And bojikwata bwoti. Mugamba yafe. Change. Njakuvera wo. Njakuchifuna. Njakutambula wo. Ajakoma wo. Agenze wa ajakoma wo. Why? I am blessed. It's the same way we preach salvation. Isn't that how we preach, Pastor? That everyone should be born again? Why don't we translate the same principle? Next week I'll talk about the spiritual, but I felt actually this morning I wanted to talk about the spiritual, but I feel, nti. Abantu abali ku miti ekiwano. Nti bwe tutachuse enkola, tugenda kusemba nacho. Muntu nulide na engambye bwe tutachuse enkola. Omanyibwo chikwata. Nokuwayo, there is no one in the Bible. There is no one in the Bible gave by mistake. Basoka kulaba. What does the Bible say? Abel gave a more befitting sacrifice. Why? He saw the resurrection. Yena agama zeka mpekati. Orecho chenko zechi. Chenda vye. Wachi muganda we teyawayo. Teyalaba! Yaloza vegetables. Elana abalaba chibuli abagamba. Nyama vegetable. No! Tell you about they saw. And that propelled him to get in a wala. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hebrews. For the joy that was what? Set before him. He did what? Endured the cross. Mubatechi. Our giving should increase. Why shouldn't you give? A lot and far and beyond. The reason why you're giving. Tonaba kuchilaba. Ate. Mubatonaba kuchilaba. nezo wayo zigwa mchituli.
It's giving by faith. It's not a mistake that you give. No, wabera wochola vye. Wabera wochola vye. Echochola vye. I don't think God was crazy to get the most expensive gift in heaven. Najiwayo. Nagama katulabe chinabao. Katulabe, katumweyo. He knew because of what he saw. Ntinze. Kampeyo. Chempulida. Echisobola. Okurelizinga chendabye. And by the way, it wasn't butter trade. Because if it was butter trade, the moment Christ was given, but that faith was personal. For God so loved that he what? It did not depend on your response. Yeah, Araba. Nti. Osobolo kulokoka. Then now are you sacrifice? Do we see ourselves blessed? Number one. Because okuwayo busente butono chidaga. Nti first of all, tokiriza ate tonalaba. Tonalaba. Wachuzi wayo. That's why the Bible says, he that gives sparingly will reap sparingly. Te chiri kumukama, chiri mu activity zo. He that gives bountifully, ajakuwachi, nse chendabye. Praise the Lord. Nse chendabye. So because chendabye, nempaye cho. So do we see ourselves blessed? Come on, do you see ourselves blessed? I want us to start to expect every single day at your workplace, at in your home, wherever you are. If bonobo chirabye ogena kutandiko kola ebintu, you walk in the land, you inspect it. Actually, that word saw and that word look, it means to investigate. You are investigated. No chiraba, no chigwako. We are blessed. Come on, we are blessed. Come on, we are blessed. Worship team, we are blessed. Everyone blessed. I am blessed. Come on, I am blessed. I am blessed. Can we just stand up, everyone? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just start raising up our voices and say, I will never be in lack. I'm going to live in plenty. Everything around me, come on, my worship team. Everything around me is going to flourish. Everything around me is going to give results. It's going to give results. It's going to give results. I'm talking about you. Everything. What took you long is going to cut short. The timing is going to cut short. If you see it. If you see it. If you see it. If you see it. If you see it.